Yesterday I forgot the commentaries of the fifth bull. So we take it today. Because I don't like to have anything hanging there. Especially on the bulls. Taming the bull. When one thought arises, another thought follows. When the first thought springs from enlightenment, all subsequent thoughts are true. Through delusion, one makes everything untrue. Delusion is not caused by objectivity. It is the result of subjectivity. Hold on. Hold the nose ring tight and do not allow even a doubt. What he's saying is you have to be strict. You have to keep a really close eye on yourself because you are not steady yet. Hold the nose ring tight and do not allow even a doubt. You have to become steady. Remember, there is a time for doubt also. There's nothing wrong with doubt, because when you start doubting, you want to investigate. You want to inquire into the truth. So doubt has its time. But now, you know. Now the question is to be steady. And you have to be very strict. Because you know how easy it is that you fall in the mud. How easy the mind takes you away. Now you know both sides. When one thought arises, another thought follows. That's how it is. One thought arises, another follows. And it goes on and on and on. When the first thought springs from enlightenment, all subsequent thoughts are true. If anything is coming from clarity, from consciousness, then it's real. Because it's come from the source. It doesn't come from the fog, it comes from the clear sky. Then anything that comes from that has to be true. If it comes from the mind, if it comes from the ego, if it comes from the fog, then you don't know what it is then. And that's a big part of the search, you don't know. You mix up. Does this come from my heart or does it come from the mind? Is this real or is it not real? Is this just a dream or is it reality? This is where you have to find out and to become steady. Go on putting away that which is hindering you. And focus more and more on that which is helping you. That is the intelligent way. When you're mixed up, you can't see. You have both. Now slowly, slowly, you have to put away everything that is hindering your path. And you take good care, extraordinary care. The more it helps you, the more the value is, the more you want to take care. But you are used to taking care of all kinds of things that is not helping you, that is in fact hindering you. So when the first thought springs from enlightenment, all subsequent thoughts are true. Through delusion, one makes everything untrue. And many people are going through this, they're seeing the lies. And just yesterday we talked a lot about it. everything is falling apart. You see that you had just been holding on to lies. Even you are a lie. Everything, all your dreams, all the fantasy, your whole so-called reality is a lie. That is very shattering. If you don't have, can hold on to something that is higher than the illusions, then you have hope, then you have strength. In spite of it, in spite of the lies, no, the good news is, no, you can see. Most people, they don't see. They take the false for real. That's how the ordinary world is. They take the false for the real. When you start seeing the truth, then you become an outsider then. Why? Because you start living more and more truthful. The lies doesn't work. The dreams doesn't work. Then you will become an outsider for the people who live in the dreams. You will look very strange. Delusions are not caused by objectivity, it's the result of subjectivity. Hold the nose ring tight and do not allow even a doubt. Now you know you have found the bull. No, hold tight. Because it's very easy to lose it. And many, many times you have to lose it. That is totally individual. If you really know the value, then you hold on, hold tight, be strict, discipline yourself, follow the truth, don't be wavering, have no doubt anymore. And it is painful to see all the lies. Sometimes it is shattering to fall apart. But remember, it's just an opportunity to go deeper, to go higher. Because now you have to open up for another dimension. And dimension of really trusting, of really knowing, of really being total. Like Jesus said, you have to be strong in spirit. Strong in belief won't do. Strong in mind doesn't do. Strong in knowledge doesn't help. You have to become strong in spirit. Hold tight. That is, many times I have told you what Cahil Gibran said. I love it. He says, love will crown you. It will make a king, a queen out of you. But remember, so will it crucify you. And crucifixion comes first. That means the old has to go. First you have to be shattered. That's just how it is, because you live in an unreal house that has to be broken down. Love will crown you, but so will it crucify you. And crucifixion comes first. Knowing that, be happy. Now we go on. Straight into number six. Better for me to write. To read them. We're going up the mountain now. I like it. No, number six, riding the bull home. Huh? Ah. Just imagine riding the bull home. Now you have become friend now with the bull. Huh? What a friend, can you imagine? What does the villager say when you come riding down from the high mountain on a huge bull? And some bulls are, they are some of the most dangerous animals. Because they are like a few tons. It's like a tank, they come running and with the horns. Huh? They turn the cars upside down in the jungles. No, you are riding it. He says, sitting on the bull, following the winding road, I return home. The sound of my flute pervades the evening breeze, is all around. Each note, each song, feeling free and bounded. Whoever hears this melody, this song, will join me. Sitting on the bull, following the winding road, I return home. No, you are at ease. No hurry. You don't need to prove yourself either, because no, you become friends with your own truth. No, for the first time, you can relax. There is no uneasiness. The further away people are, the more uneasy they are. The closer they are, more at ease. No, he can follow the winding road. It doesn't matter if it's straight or if it's winding. Nothing matters. It's going the natural way. Who cares if the road is straight or if it's winding, if it goes in zigzag? Even if it goes in circle, who cares? You are enjoying the moment. You are riding the bull in the beautiful evening, looking at the beautiful colors, of the magic hour. The sound of my flute pervades the evening breeze. Each note, each song, feeling free and bounded. And this is just a hint that when you can relax in yourself, then a song comes forth. The sound of my flute. No, you're making music. No, you're making music, you're making a beautiful melody with or without the flute, because you are music now. That is the meaning. Just spontaneous. And it's all over. Each note, each song, so free, unbounded. It just comes spontaneous. It's effortless. That is the result when you have found your center, when you are in tune. Then everything is easy. free, relaxed. That is the sign. If it's not, then something is wrong done. It's not like a fakir or a yogi who has to push. No. More and more strict. Buddha tried that. Is very famous. He tried for 7 years torturing the body, living just out of a few grains of rice. He almost drowned when he went for his morning bath. Then he realized, enough is enough. This is not the way. That's how he found the middle way. The middle way, not too much to the left, not too much to the right. Not for or against, just balance. That is the way of the Buddha. Not to starve yourself and not to stuff yourself. Awareness, feeling, sensitivity, awareness, more awareness, watching yourself. Sitting on the bull, following the winding road, I return home. The sound of my flute pervades the evening breeze. Each note, each song, so free, unbounded. Whoever hears this melody will join me. Whoever hears this melody will join me. But not everybody hears. Even if they have ears, they don't necessarily hear this beautiful song, because many, many other noises is in their ear. He means, if there is any seekers, if there is anyone thirsty, if there is anybody who loves this beautiful song, if there is any lovers there, they will love this song. They have to follow. They will follow me. They will join me. That is why around every Buddha, every enlightened one, it will be a Buddha field, a Sangha, a community. And that is those who have heard, who have listened something. Most people, they don't listen. Even if they listen, they are so busy. But if there is any aliveness, any juice left in the heart, in the being, for those, they will be ignited. They will feel, they will recognize this music. Where does that come from? I never heard this music before. That is to be together. That is satsang, the song of truth. To be together in that divine melody. To become happy, to go become free, to become intoxicated, to become peaceful with that melody. There is no doubt, because you become that song. That means nothing, no. You have been falling apart, you have been lost, you have been confused. No, you have managed. And no, all these things that took you away, it doesn't interest you anymore. Your whole energy your whole totality can be in what is needed. Then, when you know that, then the outcome is that a song comes and playfulness is coming and innocence is coming. No, you are in tune. You don't need to prove anything. You know. And that comes forth by itself. No, you have nothing to lose anymore. No, you have proven yourself that you are trustworthy, that you have been ready to risk everything. That you are ready to die. Then a new life comes. Then you become that. That is the new, that is the transformation. Now the commentary of the six riding the bull home. This struggle is over. Gain and loss are assimilated. I sing the song of the village woodsman and play the tunes of the children. Astride the bull, I observe the clouds above. Onward I go, onward I go, no matter who may wish to call me back. The struggle is over. Gain or loss are assimilated. No, you don't care. It has become the same. You can't win anything, you can't lose anything. The battle is over. I sing the song of the village woodsman and play the tunes of the children. He says, I do whatever is natural, spontaneous, what is happening in the moment. When you hear somebody singing, you sing. And you join the children playing. You do, you are in tune with what is happening. You have no idea how things should be. Astride the bull, I observe the clouds above. Still, all this I observe. It's something in me that is just observing it. It's the witness. It's awareness. I can play. I can sing. I can dance. I can eat. But still, I observe. I observe the clouds above. Still, I see the sky. I'm all the time in contact with that which is higher. Onward I go, no matter who may wish to call me back. No, it's too late. Up to this moment, there is always a possibility to go back. No is a place of no return. That's why he is at ease. Nothing can pull him back now. He has crossed that borderline. No, he's gone. I go onward, no matter who may wish to call me back. No matter who. It can be the family, it can be the friends, it can be the society, it can be the religions, it can be anybody. Who cares what they say? It's too late. I go on. No matter who says anything. No, you are strong in spirit. You trust yourself. And you can only trust yourself when you are in tune. with the whole, then you have the power of the whole. No, there is no more wavering. I go no matter who may wish to call me back. Because what is valuable is with you. Nobody can corrupt you, nobody can tempt you, nobody can confuse you. Like Rumi says, this love has come to rest in me. It has landed. This magical bird has landed on me, on my head. No, if you follow the way of truth of the Buddhas, you will find peace. If you follow the way of the mind, of the ego, then it will be conflict and easiness. This is the two ways. The struggle is over. Gain and loss are assimilated. I sing the song of the village woodsman and play the tunes of the children. Astride the bull, I observe the clouds above. Onward I go, onward I go, no matter who may wish to call me back. I love it. May everybody get that insight and strength to go on and nobody call you back. Om Shanti. And remember, not only other people, but your own. That is even worse. Your own ideas, your own dreams. Then again, your whole life is gone. With a little white picket fence around your property. Beloved Swami, during November and December, I was in Kerala for Ayurvedic treatment. The daily program included yoga, stretching, and two types of massage. One heavy duty with 4 or 5 people. I know those guys. They were okay?
Yeah.
Good. I also decided to have a satsang intensive with you. I stayed in my room, laying in my bed, listening for 5-6 hours a day. The Indians were doing a great job with the body. and you took care of the rest, the mind and the heart. I became more and more sensitive and receptive, feeling closer to you than ever before. My body was like a hollow bamboo being penetrated with your words. The treatment went on for 22 days, and after that I went back to Sweden. I was extremely shaky. It was an extremely shaky ride home after all that treatment. I can imagine. Back in the world, no? Back in the world of hot dogs. During my stay in Sweden, I continued to listen to your satsang with much eagerness and receptivity, feeling so close to you and also close to myself, since you are sharing everything that the body and heart wishes to hear, to feel. During my time in India, I clearly understood that I had to come for this retreat, since there was so much coming up that I needed to integrate. Tuesday morning, I wrote you a letter. It was a very strong experience for me. Now I'm wondering what happened to my letter. You are still wondering?
Yeah.
Wonder more than. Did it get lost on the way, or are you waiting for this letter? We had to take this letter first, no? Yeah. The last first, not the down.
Okay.
Yeah? Or do you want me to stop sharing and be silent? I need some clarity on this. That you will never get. Tuesday morning I wrote you a letter. It was a very strong experience for me. Now I'm wondering what happened to my letter. Did it get lost on the way, or are you waiting for this letter, or do you want me to stop sharing and be silent? I need some clarity on this. In this process, my father issues are coming up. Thank you for that. No, I know. It can be healed now. That's why I had to wait. I don't know why things happen. It just happens. Because, you know, yeah, just a few more projections that had to come and a little more, like, is it like that? Or is it like that? Everything. That's what I say, Ananta. Always everything coming up. That is good. I just show you, this is not so serious. I also want to ask if I'm okay the way I am. It is a stupid question, but I am a disciple that needs a lot of freedom to do whatever I want. I can be close to you even when I'm not here. You are fine, don't worry. Sometimes when I lead a silent sitting, I feel that I wished you could see me. You have always been the one I want to be, and still I need your support sometimes. It is not so easy to stand up for the silent heart. Some of my best friends became my enemies, turning their back to me, even though I knew that which I was creating and sharing was the most beautiful. I have had a good cry now. When people are doing what they are supposed to do and just being themselves, it always upset people. People get always upset. what to do. It's just that don't do things to upset people, but these people get, I know, sometimes it happens every, how also people get upset. What to do? Even here. Everywhere. Old habit, I think. Get upset. Huh? They're upset, get angry, get frustrated. Doubt. Doesn't feel respected, doesn't feel valued, doesn't feel seen. I love you forever, Papa. I'm your son, and I know. I don't worry. Don't worry. Let me take the other letter. Is it okay to take this that we got first to take that last?
It's perfect.
All right.
Actually, you wanted me to share more. That's why you waited. Wait, another one.
Beloved Swaha, a hollow bamboo, so much tenderness inside my chest, like a baby, so open, so delicious. And I love to hear your voice. I'm not listening with my ears, no, with my whole being. Listens, enjoy, remembers. I cannot have enough. I just listen. You penetrate my heart. It opens, and silence is there. Layer upon layer has disappeared, and it seems like there is no end to how sweet, tender, and hollow I can become. You are my man, my guru, my papa, my brother, my friend, all in one. I'm so blessed. I am so close to you. In fact, I am you. I can't speak like you, but I can listen, and I can feel there is no separation. I love you forever and ever, and I bow down to you, my beloved Ananta. Don't worry, everything is fine or not. Relax. May everybody be strong enough to do the right decisions and be happy. Aum Shanti. Remember what is really important and there will be no problem. Show yourself that you are trustworthy, that you are strong enough to do what is right, what is true. Not out of your mind or desires or what anybody would like you to do. Peace, happiness, love, relaxation is very difficult to come by. If you find that on your way, stop. Listen, feel. go deeper. Gibran says, if love is back in you, if you hear this song of love, of freedom, listen, follow him, even though his ways are steep. Even though his ways are steep, you are following love. Who cares? You get stronger. And show love that you are devoted. And then love itself would always love you. That you are trustworthy. That he can rely on you.